Shanti. Today is 6th November 2025. Bhog was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan, and we're now listening to the Bhog message by Shashi Didi. On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself, as I reach the subtle region, I saw that Baba was already waiting for the children in the subtle region. Baba said, "Child, who else has come with you today?" I started to smile and I then said, "Baba, today all our brothers and sisters are lost in Baba's love, and they must have already reached the subtle region to meet you." Baba smiled and said, "The children are remembering the father and celebrating a meeting with the father. Baba has made a plan to take the children to a special place today." So all the children were listening to this very carefully. So as Baba said this, I saw that many, many of the Brahmin children got immersed in the subtle region. From a far distance, I noticed a Pushpak Viman, a flying vehicle. And in the front side of this flying vehicle was written, "The beloved deities of the world of deities." Baba then said, Baba is going to take the children on a tour of the present world and the future world. So everyone was very happy to hear this. They were overjoyed that Baba is going to take us on a tour. Baba said, in order to tour the entire world, Baba has created a special plan and a special vehicle to take you all around. So this vehicle that got appeared was very beautiful, beautifully decorated. So on the front of this vehicle was written, "The beloved deities, the favorite deities of the world, the land of deities." So everyone got decorated in their very special form and they were very excited to go on a tour and meet all their devotees and see scenes of the new world. So on the other side of this flying vehicle was written, "I am an incarnated soul." And on the third side of this vehicle was written, "I am a world benefactor soul." And the fourth side of this flying vehicle had a variety of blessings, very beautiful slogans, and a lot of decoration. Baba then said, "Each child has to sit in their own individual flying vehicle." So everyone was very happy and they were trying to get onto their flying vehicle. They were placing one step on the vehicle. They were very comfortable when they took their first step. And then when they were taking their second step onto the vehicle, so their foot was shaking when they started to take the second step. So the whole vehicle was fluctuating, moving, sometimes down, moving upwards. And then the children start to ask, Baba, why is this shaking? Baba said, look closely at the steps of the vehicle. Some were able to even get onto the vehicle. But when it was time for the vehicle to start flying, but their brake was not working. There were some who were able to fix their brake of their flying vehicle. So the vehicle was beginning to start, but then it was just rotating, revolving around, not flying. Baba then said, look closely at the flying vehicle. So on these steps to the flying vehicle, Baba was explaining, the children are very, very happy to have attained the father, to meet the father. So that was that first step of the efforts. The second step represented the balance that is needed while you interact with souls in your normal life. So sometimes there isn't that balance, and so this is why the children fluctuate in that. Sometimes they feel that they're flying, sometimes they feel they're just stuck in one place. Baba has given the children a responsibility to support the devotee souls, to bring about transformation in the world. So in that responsibility, sometimes the children, the Brahmin children, are not able to apply the full stop or stabilize themselves in the stage of being a detached observer. So the practice is less in these aspects. So the children are able to start the flying vehicle, but they're not able to apply the brake, and this refers to our efforts. And then the children also forget their point form. The children are making spiritual efforts, they're putting in hard work. But while understanding all the situations, the problems of the world, sometimes the Brahmin children are not able to use their controlling power. So now, according to the time, the devotee souls are calling out to their beloved favorite deities. Nature, the world is also calling out and saying, look at the situations, look at the problems here. The five elements are also wondering what is going to happen. The five elements, nature is also folding their hands and praying to the deity souls. Souls of the world are wandering around, they're not able to see the path ahead. So what do you children have to do? At all times, maintain your flying stage. Remember the stage of the flying stage, the stage of pure light, where you're able to travel anywhere with the intellect. Let the devotee souls have the experience that the deities of the perfect world, the deity world, are bestowing, they're giving us some attainment. Make effort to maintain a balanced stage by looking at the changing situations in the world. Learn how to apply the full stop. Always keep the point Baba, the point form of Baba in front of you, and continue to spread rays of light throughout the world. When situations come in front of the Brahmin children, they get lost in the force of that situation. So maintain balance and practice using your controlling power. For this, practice more silence, practice the point form. The more you're able to stabilize yourself in that stage, you'll experience the stage of balance, and you'll be able to look at every scene as a detached observer. So once again, Baba encouraged the children to stabilize themselves in that stage and then seat themselves in the flying vehicle. The children were then able to fly in these vehicles. Souls of the world were looking at all the Brahmin children in their vehicles and feeling that the deity souls are showering us with all attainments, and as though souls of the world were receiving blessings from all the Brahmin children. Baba then said, for the benefit of the world, whichever soul comes in front of you, always share blessings with them, give them experiences. Always maintain the awareness that I am an incarnated soul. I have to carry out the task of benefit, benevolence for the world. The children were very happy to hear this. They were celebrating a lovely meeting with Baba. Baba was showering the children with a lot of love. I then offered a poke to Baba. Baba then fed the bhog to all the children. I then shared individual messages some children had sent for Baba. I shared the news with Baba. Baba emerged all those souls in front of him, gave them drishti and bhog, and gave them experiences as well. I then returned. Om Shanti.